Generally speaking, law enforcement officers must witness a misdemeanor offense to make an arrest without a warrant. Of course, there are some exceptions like domestic violence or child abuse cases. But Boca Raton Republican Representative Bill Hager says there's another instance where law enforcement should be allowed to make an arrest without probable cause.
The experience that prompted me to consider this in Boca Raton, in a Barnes & Noble bookstore, a serial public masturbator with 9 prior convictions, masturbated in the children's section of the store, was tackled by store customers who sat on him until the police arrived.
But when the police arrived, Hager says they quickly apologized because they couldn't arrest him, even though a child had witnessed the act.
They were not being mid-level bureaucrats. They said, "We're sorry. We cannot arrest this individual because it's a misdemeanor and we have not observed it." The citizens that had tackled this individual were dumbfounded, as you can imagine. The child was ambiguous as to what the child had observed. A warrant was issued, but by the time the arrest was made, this individual had already been arrested for a subsequent violation.
Hager says law enforcement should not have to wait before a sex offender commits another crime like exposing their private parts in a bookstore. So his bill would allow officers to arrest without a warrant if the officer has probable cause. The legislation also increases the penalties for those who continue to commit such crimes. But a certain group of people say they're not too happy about the bill.
That's not his son, that's Deadpool.
No. That's not Deadpool. Deadpool's the guy with the guns and the black.
I'm thinking of like friggin'
the movie.
Yeah, the movie.
Nope.
Yeah,
bad
sorry
movie.
About that.
Bad.
Sorry about that. Ryan
that movie
Reynolds
does not exist.
Awesome.
They never made that movie.
No, that's not a meeting of a comic book club. It's actually a group of nudists calling themselves Naturally FSU. A student-run organization located on Florida State University's campus, says group president Nancy Moyers.
An organization dedicated to promoting the naturist and nudist lifestyles and giving students the opportunity to explore that a little bit and see if that's something that they're interested in.
That was the case for juniors Bianca Craig and Mark Shipley, now both officers of the group. They recount how both met each other at one of the group's premier events called Full Moon Skinny Dips.
I had seen like flyers for the skinny dips, and I decided to finally go this fall. It was kind of awkward at first because you're like, oh my gosh, everyone's naked. But then after like an hour, you're like, oh, everyone's naked. It was fun. I felt safe.
So what actually happened is she was just standing by the campfire that we had out there, and I just went up there and started talking to her, and she and I both had the same interest in anime and pop culture. So we just had a good time talking about that for most of the evening.
They say there's nothing sexual about the nudist lifestyle, and Moyer says she sees it misinterpreted all the time.
As it is, indecent exposure is very unclear. There are a lot of cases where nudists will get arrested for it, and then once it gets to a judge, the case is thrown out because it's not indecent exposure if it's in a place that is clothing optional. But if this new law comes through, it's going to be easier for nudists to be arrested for that, even if they're not violating any laws.
Group members say they understand the intent of the bill, but Shipley says it's too broad and he's worried police won't just catch Hager's example of the bookstore type offenders.
We do support protecting children from such individuals. We definitely do not support that kind of behavior in any way. It is abhorrent to us. However, this bill will not even address them. It will be a catch-all. It might get some of them, but it's not going to go to any great lengths to solve the problem that is being presented. So it's going to harass innocent people, someone sitting in their own home who is accidentally visible to their neighbors, or someone who's trying to skinny dip and, again, be left alone. And it's not going to catch the bad guys.
Still, both Republican and Democratic lawmakers support the bill, including Lake Mary Democratic Representative Mike Cleland, who takes issue with the nudist concerns.
It's almost insulting to the sheriffs who are on the ground, the police officers who are on the ground, because it presupposes that they don't know the difference between someone who's innocently partaking in their nudist activity versus someone, as used in the examples from the representative. So I strongly support the bill and would just hope that we have more confidence in our law enforcement on the ground who might be confronted with the situation.
The bill has passed the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee, and members of Naturally FSU say their group and similar organizations across the state intend to work with Hager to make sure their concerns are addressed before its next hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.